Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Peter Sterling will join us very shortly right now. What a great pleasure to welcome to the show the coach of the New South Wales Blues, Brad Fittler. G'day.
G'day.
How are you? Where are you?
Mate, I'm just at Avalon, actually. I just watched my young bloke play a game of footy, and it was a cracking game, actually.
Would you look out of place in a blue jersey?
Well, if he keeps progressing. If he keeps progressing, he's pretty good.
Who's he playing for, Freddie?
He's playing for Manukau Raiders, and actually, they got pipped on the bell. The other team scored a try after the bell to win the game, so it was a pretty cracking day of footy.
That's a good breeding ground, the Manukau Raiders. That's where the Turbo Brothers, yeah. The Trebojevicis, yeah, are from.
Yeah, Jamie Lyne was up there, Matt Ballon. I think all their kids were playing up there. Joey's kid was there when he was on the Northern Beaches. There's a few there. I think Ivan Cleary's young bloke's coming back when they move back next year. Jason Deep's kids are there.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That's amazing. Speaking of Ivan Cleary's kids, did you enjoy Nathan Cleary? What did you make of his comeback?
You know what? I thought it was a really mature comeback. I think if anything we're waiting to see from Nathan is that sort of next step where he's going from... you know, that young bloke is a really good player to someone who just steps up and controls what he can. And he did. I thought he was outstanding. He didn't flinch with his knee. He got really fatigued at times. And I thought if he wasn't so tired the time he supported Jimmy to the line, I thought he was through. And, you know, he would have 2-on-1 with the fullback. That would have been a pretty good comeback story. But I think all in all, everything he did was quality.
You touched on Jimmy there. You're obviously talking about Jimmy Maloney. And in the lead up to that game Thursday night this week, there was a lot of talk about the fact that he's not going to be an automatic selection for the Blues. I think a lot of people had his name in pen, but there's some areas of his game that you'd still like to see him sharpen up, Freddie, or where's it at?
Well, I saw the stats in the paper today, and he opened the paper on the way home, and, you know, the missed tackles. And it's, I think, you know, Queensland have caught him out before with his defence, and I think a couple of times this year in games that he's been caught out as well. Now, he's a fantastic player, and, you know, he's always considered Jimmy, and I think, but everyone, you know, needs to improve, especially if statistics are showing that you're missing more tackles than anyone else in the game. So, but without a doubt, you know, watching what he does with the ball, he just seems to have this, this confidence where he just seems like he's never beaten. So, I don't think any team could, you know, wouldn't want that in their side.
Yeah, certainly no questioning what he can do with the ball. He's been a fantastic boy for the Panthers. What about another bloke who plays in the same position as him and looked very strong last night? Luke Keary for the Sydney Roosters. What did you make of his game against the Broncos?
Yeah, I thought it was excellent. I thought, especially as a 5'8", you know, that supporting role he does so well. He was a bit unlucky the time Cooper Cronk went through. He got, I think, Matt Lodge. Yeah, someone got a bit of a hold of him. I thought that was 2-on-1 with a fullback as well, and I would have backed him to be maybe one of the wingers to the line. So, I thought he was dudded there a little bit, but his game was sound, you know. And the big thing is that he does really well is defence. I think he stands up to all the big guys, and he bent a couple over yesterday. I thought his defence was, you know, strong. You know, it wasn't, you know, when you're a little bloke, you sort of, and you've got 110 kilo fellows that can sidestep running at you, like, if you can get away with coming off without being HIA'd and tries being run over the top of you, you've had a good game. I thought he did better than that last night.
And Bradley, obviously, combinations are key when you move on to the next level, and that's exactly what Origin is. And you could have a guy like, you know, Keary there, and on his outside, there's talk about Latrell Mitchell putting his name in the bracket, and there's also on his inside a guy called Borg Cordner that'll probably lead the Blues around. So does that come into consideration?
Yeah, it's funny, Gertz. We did a study at the start of the year, and there's a big thing on, there's a chain of thought going around about combinations and how successful it is in sport. And, you know, they put numbers to it, actually, now. It was quite interesting, and it sort of gets you thinking about combinations. And, you know, the luxury Queensland have had is the fact they normally get picked out of a couple of teams, and those teams have been great clubs, really. Brisbane, Melbourne and the Cowboys, you know, really well-financed, organised, you know, good management. So it's been a real blessing for Queensland. And, you know, they're mostly going to get tested this year, although a lot of their players would have played together. But when you take away those key blokes who were, you know, the real the nuts and bolt of that combination, then it's going to be different for them. But you're right, Gers. I think anytime you can get combos where they're familiar with each other, just, you know, hearing the sound of the voice, you know it's going to arouse something. So under pressure, it does help.
Latrell Mitchell, you mentioned there, Gers. And, of course, on the other side last night, James Roberts, that was just a brilliant to watch those two going at it. And they would suit well, wouldn't they, on opposite sides of the field?
Yeah, good with it. You know, it's funny, you know, when you think about a catch 22 situation, both players pretty much scored two tries and let in two. It was amazing, you know. And like, when I look at Jimmy's effort when he skirted him on the outside, I think, well, I'm not sure who would have caught him there. And then Latrell's efforts were absolutely brilliant, you know, just finding space and then using his strength and all that. So, you know, just two really highly talented young fellas. And obviously still learning, you know, learning the game and working with people, because I think both got caught out just overthinking the other player. I think, you know, the both times Jimmy, well, he scored, set up the one off the scrum. I think Latrell was just panicking. I better get up here, and instead of communicating with people around him. And, you know, they're the things you've got to learn, just under stress, just working together. And, you know, they're the things that are going to get caught out in Origin. So, you know, hopefully it was a great game for them to learn something. So I look at the video and know what was going through their head. But I thought everyone at the ground was just thankful for being there. You know, seeing both those blokes in full flight at different stages, it made for a cracking night.
Well, Freddie, I can understand why New South Wales are favourites. Now, you've got, honestly, you've got James Roberts. You've got James Roberts, Latrell Mitchell and Josh Adokar. Mate, you must be impressed with the way that Josh Adokar has come along in the last 12, 18 months.
Mate, none of them have played a game, Wendell.
But that strike power and the form that you guys have, mate, you're going to be tough to beat.
I love it. I've got to say, watching Josh Adokar, and there's been some games where I reckon people walk away and just say, well, you know what? I saw him in full flight, and, you know, he hasn't let a lot of crowds down, really, Josh Adokar. And also, you know, when you're talking both sides of the field, and I've really, you know, respected what he's doing in defence. He's worked out, I think, how to use his speed as his weapon in defence.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that's something that doesn't come easy, to back your speed and not to panic. And he seems to be doing that really well. So, but, you know, he's obviously, unless we pick Curtis Scott, he's going to come in and have a new combination. So, if he plays.
We know that, as we just mentioned then, that the Maroons, they do like to talk themselves down. But in the reality stakes,
they
are a bit. But in the Fed and Income Department, Freddie, Queensland is not going to be a harder nut to crack without Cam Smith than they were with him. Is that true to say?
Well, I'm only going off instinct. I was sitting in Melbourne when I got told, next to Craig Bellamy, and he told us the news. My first reaction was, oh, no. You know, I've been thinking a long time, how am I going to counter Cam Smith and what he brings to the team? And, you know, sometimes the devil you know is better than the one you don't. I'm not saying it would have been any easier or harder, but I think the challenge got harder in my eyes because, you know, gives all those Queenslanders a chance to say, oh, yeah, here we go. We're going through a huge change, when they're going to have about two new players and we're going to have about 10. So somehow we'll be $1.50 favourites, I'd say. And,
yeah. Melbourne's closer to
the game and win on the money, like, you know, that's the state of origin. Let's just give them everything.
And Melbourne is closer to Sydney than Brisbane, so I can understand that. That's why, you know.
Hey, Freddie, what about, where do things sit in relation to a player like Andrew Fifita? He's one of the form players of the competition at the moment. He came out and declared that, you know, Tonga was going to be his first preference. And then now we've learned that under the rules, he is available for New South Wales for game one and game three if you decided to go down that road. Where do things sit in relation to Andrew Fifita?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. At the start of the season, I was very adamant that if he wanted to play for Tonga in game two, I understand that he wouldn't be able to play Origin, and it didn't sit well with me. As I'm looking at our team and you get injuries, you start, you know, this, without doubt, you start to think, you start to panic, and you start to sort of think, well, we might need that, we might need this. I'm going to give it another week. I still feel pretty strongly about the decision he made, but I'm going to give it another week. It's something I've learned from the start of this whole process is things change really quickly. And, you know, I've got to say, from the team I sort of, you know, assumed that might have been the team we're going to play with in in February when we first met with all the coaches is a vastly different footy team to the one playing. And also my opinion on, you know, how we're going to play and, you know, and then once again our opposition. So things change very quickly. And I do got to appreciate like, a lot of, there's been so much talk about Origin and the players that I think the club coaches have, are handling it pretty well because I know it can be a distraction. And but the one thing we do ask is, you know, if they keep aiming up for their club, then we're going to look at them and hopefully give them a chance to play Origin. So it's the same mentality of being good for your club will work, being good for your state.
It sounds like it could come down to a pretty interesting shootout next weekend across the NRL. It's be brilliant. Hey, Brad, it's so good to talk to you. I really look forward to having a chat across the Origin series as well. Thanks so much, mate.
Good on you, fellas. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, mate.
Will do. There he is, yeah. Freddie Fittler. So, line not yeah. through Andrew yeah. Fifita.
Not at all. No. Not at all.
Okay. No. You know, I love when Freddie first started coaching. Well, you know when that picture of like how easy is this? Like he won 8 in a row.
Yes.
And then it sort of changed.
Exactly.
But no, I love his attitude. He's going to be great for Origin. You know, very refreshing attitude. I love it.
Another great Peter Sterling is striding into the studio. He joins us next on Saturday Triple M NRL.